我们翻到加拉太书第三章。
Brothers and sisters, may you please turn to Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书第三章，我们从十五节读到二十九节。
Galatians chapter 3, we'll read from verses 15 to 29.
弟兄们，我且照着人的常话说，虽然是人的文约，若已经立定了，就没有能废弃或加增的。
Brethren, I speak in terms of human relations, even though it is only a man's covenant, yet when it has been ratified, no one sets it aside or adds conditions to it.
所应许的言是向亚伯兰和他子孙说的，神并不是说众子孙指的许多人，乃是说你那一个子孙指的一个人，就是基督。
Now the promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. He does not say, and to seeds, as referring to many, but rather to one.And to your seed, that is Christ.
我是这么说，神预先所立的约不能被那四百三十年以后的律法废掉，叫应许归于虚空。
What I am saying is this, the law which came 430 years later does not invalidate a covenant previously ratified by God so as to nullify the promise.
因为承受产业若本乎律法就不本乎应许，但神是凭着应许把产业赐给亚伯拉罕。
For if the inheritance is based on law, it is no longer based on a promise, but God has granted it to Abraham by means of a promise.
这样说来，律法是为什么有的呢？原是为过犯天上的，等候那蒙应许的子孙来到，并且是借天使金中宝之所设立的。
Why the law then? It was added because of transgressions, having been ordained through angels by the agency of a mediator,until the seed would come to whom the promise had been made.
但中保本不是为一面做的，但神却是一位。
Now a mediator is not for one party only, whereas God is only one.
这样律法是以神的应许反对吗？断乎不是。若曾传一个能叫人得生的律法，亦就诚然本乎律法了。
Is the law then contrary to the promises of God? May it never be.For if a law had been given which was able to impart life, then righteousness would indeed have been based on law.
但圣经把众人都圈在罪里，使所应许的福因信耶稣基督归给那信的人。
But the scripture has shut up everyone under sin, so that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe.
但这因信得救礼还未来以先，我们被看守在律法之下，持圈道，那将来的真道显明出来。
But before faith came, we were kept in custody under the law, being shut up to the faith which was later to be revealed.
这样律法是我们信门的师父，引我们到基督那里，使我们因信称义。
Therefore, the law has become our tutor to lead us to Christ, so that we may be justified by faith.
但这因信得救礼既然来到，我们从此就不在师父的手下了。
But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor.
所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子。
For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus.
你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了。
For all of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ.
并不分犹太人、希腊人、自主的、为奴的、后男后女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free man, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业的。
And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's descendants, heirs according to promise.
我们再翻到创世纪二十二章。
Let's now turn to Genesis chapter
22. 创世纪二十二章十六节到十八节。
Genesis 22:16-18.
耶和华说：“你既行了这事，不留下你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，我便指着自己起誓说。”
And said, By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son.
论福我必赐大福给你，论子孙我必叫你的子孙多起来，如同天上的星，海边的沙，你子孙必得到仇敌的城门。
Indeed, I will greatly bless you, and I will greatly multiply your seed as the stars of the heavens and as the sand which is on the seashore, and your seed shall possess the gate of their enemies.
并且地上万国都必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。
In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice.
好，我们读经暂时读到这里，请我们低头有点祷告。
So this will conclude our reading for now. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主早晨，我们呢存着一个感恩的心，也存着一个简单心来到你的面前。
Lord, with a thankful heart and simple faith, we come before you this morning.
因为每次想到我们在你面前所蒙恩的关心，我们真是说，我们算得什么？你却这样怜悯了我们。
And each time we consider our condition that we've been saved by grace, you can only say, "Who are we that you would take care of us?"
就不过一个简单的信心，我们就能够得到那莫大极大的救恩的祝福。
That with a simple faith that we can receive that amazing blessing and salvation.
那我们今天都活在主耶稣基督荣耀盼望里面。
So that today we can live in this glorious hope of Christ.
这实在是你恩典，我们只有感谢不尽，我们实在诉说不尽这样的恩惠是何等长阔高深。
This is your grace, and we can only speak of the great length, breadth, height, and depth of this great love.
因此，我们仍然需要求你常常在借着你话来提醒我们，在引导我们，好叫我们看见我们在你面前所蒙受恩典是何等浩大。
So may we continually learn from you and follow after you, so that we can grow in our understanding.Of how great this grace has been given to us.
像我们常常从你话里面更多认识你的心意，更多明白你的道路，好像我们真是走在这条蒙福的道上。
And that from your word that we may receive instructions so that we may know how to walk on this righteous path.
好像我们一生所经过的道路没有突然，我在你面前得到你的纪念。
And so that there is no walk of vanity in our lives, but all of this is remembered by you.
我们愿意把这一点时间继续仰望在主的面前，你实在施恩怜悯我们。
So we give the following time into your hands. May you continue to have mercy on us.
仍然求你的宝血的洁净遮蔽我们，好叫我们在这里不靠着别人，乃是靠主耶稣基督所成就救赎的工作来到你面前。
And may you continue to cover us with the blood, so that we do not rely on our own works to come before you, but wholly on what the Lord has done.
我们这样仰望祷告都靠主耶稣基督名求。
So we pray all these things and ask in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 那早晨和弟兄姊妹继续来看加太书。
So this morning, we'll continue to look at Galatians.
我们说了加太书呢是一本论到因信称义的书。
We said that Galatians is a book, an epistle that pertains to justification by faith.
我们说到虽然这是一个非常基本的一个真理，但是却是一个非常重要的根基，重要真理。
We said that even though this is a very elementary truth, but this is so important for the foundation.
因为这是一个基督福音的根基。
Because this is the foundation of the gospel for Christians.
我为什么想交通加太书这卷书呢？
And why is it that I want to share on this epistle to the Galatians?
虽然好像我们觉得因信称义对我们来说是一个非常简单的一个真理，我们起初信主的时候好像我们也知道了一点。
And even though justification by faith seems to be this simple truth that many of us had believed when we first believed.
但是我们知道这是一个根基，若是根基没有立好的话，上面就没办法建造房子。
But this truth is the foundation, and if the foundation is not set firm, then you cannot build on top of it.
即使在上面建造的话，是经不起环境的考验。
And if we build on a weak foundation, it will not stand against the test of the environment.
只有根基立好了，上面才有建造。
Only when the foundation is firmly established, then can you build on top.
所以一个人属于生命成长跟这个根基非常重要有关系的。
So one's spiritual growth matter, is very dependent on this firm foundation.
我们看地上做学问也是这样一个原则。
And we know that even those who participate in academics is the
same. 你若是基础的功课没有学好，你就不容易往上继续追求更深的学问。
Because if you cannot even learn the elementary, the fundamental,learnings, then you can't learn the advanced learnings.
我有个外甥，他高中的时候是因为住了地区不是很好，所以那个学习不是很好。
So I have a grandson, and when he was
不是外甥，是外甥。
Nephew. Okay. So I have a nephew, who grew up in a location where the school system wasn't that great.
但他在高中的时候功课还算不错。
But he still performed quite well in high school.
对，他申请到 UCSD 圣地亚哥大学。
So he applied to UCSD.
但他进去读书的时候，发现有一些基本东西 别人知道他不知道。
But when he got there, he realized that there were certain learnings that other people knew that he did not know.
因为圣地亚哥大学算是不错，所以很多好学生都到那去读。
Because that was a good school, so there was a lot of people from other good areas that went there.
所以他进去发觉很多基础东西他不太知道，别的同学都知道。
And so when he got there, he felt as if he was missing a lot of these fundamental learnings that others had.
但是他还是说，他很努力，他就花了一年的功夫，好好把那基础的东西好好再努力把它学好。
But he was really diligent, and he spent a year learning these fundamentals.
所以从第二年以后，他读书就非常顺利。
And so from the second year onwards, his school went very well.
然后后来在康奈尔大学又拿两个硕士。
And then he received two degrees from that.
所以我们看根基。是非常重要的。
So we see the importance of the foundation.
属灵的根基更是重要。
And in spiritual foundation is even more important.
有时候好像我们忽略这么简单的一个真理。
Because sometimes we overlook such a simple truth.
有时候我们看见弟兄姊妹谈论交通、甚至祷告的时候，好像那些话，你说准确吗？似乎是准确，但是似乎又是不太准确。
And even when during fellowship or during prayer, you hear the words of some brothers and sisters, and you think to yourself, Is that true? It seems somewhat true, but also somewhat false.
刚刚我们参所那时候，我是罪人蒙主恩。
When we just sang, "Only a sinner saved by grace."
有时候听到弟兄姊妹祷告说，我是一个罪人。
Sometimes I hear brothers and sisters pray, "I am a sinner."
你说这句话准确不准确
？So I ask you, do you think this is a truthful statement?
似乎是准确，但似乎实在不准确。
Seems true, but also seems untrue.
若是我们今天是还是一个罪人的话，就糟糕了。
Because today, if we are still a sinner, then we're in trouble.
我们就在神的定罪审判底下。
Because then we'll be under the judgment of God.
诗歌作者告诉我们说，我是一个罪人蒙主恩。
The hymn writer tells us, "I am a sinner saved by grace."
加上蒙主恩这个，我们这个身份就不一样了。
Because when you add this phrase "saved by grace," the entire meaning changes.
不错，我们曾经是一个罪人。
Indeed, we were formerly sinners.
但是我们今天却蒙了主恩。
But today we have been saved by grace.
所以我们是一个蒙恩的罪人。
So we are only sinners saved by grace.
就是因为我们是蒙恩的罪人，我们今天才可以坦然无惧来走主耶稣基督面前。
And because we are sinners saved by grace, we can come boldly
before the throne. 如果我们现在还是一个罪人的话，我们是与神隔绝的。
Because today, if we are just a sinner, then we have separation from God.
这就是好像这一句话是非常简单，好像我们好像懂一点，但是好像我们没有好好去细思这个真理背后，这句话背后所带出来的真理是什么。
So brothers and sisters, this is a truth that we seem to somewhat grasp, but we really need to have a firm understanding of it.
感谢主，我是一个蒙恩的罪人。
So thank the Lord, I am a sinner saved by grace.
这是神恩典。
This is the grace of God.
所以为什么保罗需要花五章的圣经来讲论人看为很基本的一个真理，因信称义。
So then why does Paul spend so much time talking about this simple truth, this justification by faith?
因为这是我们一个属灵生命成长或者说走道路一个很基本的一个根基。
Because this is the basic foundation of our spiritual walk, of our spiritual growth.
因信称义是福音的真理。
Because justification,
福音真理的根基。
Because justification by faith is the foundation of this gospel.
人只要相信耶稣基督就可以得救，就可以被神称义。
Because if one believes in Christ, they can be regarded as righteous.
这是保罗所传的福音，也是我们今天所传的福音。
This is the gospel that Paul preached. It is the gospel that we preach today.
因为这个福音是从耶稣基督启示而来的。
Because this gospel is the revelation of Christ.
这是个不更改的一个真理，不更改的福音。
This is an unchangeable foundation, unchangeable gospel.
所以为什么保罗讲了那么重的话，说若有人要传福音，若是有人要更改这个基督的福音，他应该受咒诅。
And so that's why Paul is so harsh with his words that says that. If you believe in a gospel different from what you have received from Christ, you can be accursed.
他两次说到，人若是要更改这个基督的福音，是要该受咒诅。
Because if any man is preaching to you a gospel contrary to what you receive, he is accursed.
因为他在那里否定主耶稣基督所做救赎工作。
Because that person is undoing the gospel work of Christ.
这个罪比犯那些道德罪更严重。
And this sin is greater than any other sin of morality.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要在很多基本的根基上要好好的建立起来。
So we need to build on top of this good foundation.
因为当时那些犹太教的人在那边教训人说，你们要守摩西的律法，要受割礼才能够得救。
Because there were some who were preaching saying, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved.
你看这样一个很简单的真理。 加太众教会那些圣徒们就受影响受迷惑。
You see, such a simple truth, yet we see the Galatians be affected.
他们要离开基督的福音，要回到那个律法底下，要靠行律法来被神称义。
They are deserting this gospel of Christ for a gospel of the law.
所以保罗在第三章里面就借着他们已经得救这个基律，把他们带到神的话里面来看神的话是怎么说的。
And so Paul brings them into God's word in chapter 3 to encourage them, to point them to the truth.
加太的众教会那些神的儿女们，他们的确是得着圣灵，他们不是因为行律法，乃是因听信福音。
And these Galatians had received the Holy Spirit because they believed, and had faith, not because of the law.
他们因信福音，他们称义，他们得救了。
And because they believed in the gospel, they regarded as righteous and saved.
保罗说，正如亚伯兰信神，神就算他为义。
And just like it says for Abraham, because he believed, it was counted to him as righteousness.
神在那应许亚伯兰说，将来你的子孙要像天上星那样众多。
And because the promise was made to Abraham, saying that his seed would be as great a number as the stars in the heaven and sands on the sea.
亚伯兰就信神的话，神的应许，神就称他为义了。
And Abraham believed in God, and it was counted to him as righteousness.
神，亚伯兰没有做什么事情，他只相信神的应许，他就称义，他就得救了。
Abraham did not do anything of his own. He believed in a promise, and it was counted to him.
虽然后来神虽然吩咐他要受割礼，要在他身上做一个印记，做一个证据。
And even though later God told Abraham to be circumcised.
那个受割礼不过是要证明他是一个已经被神称义的一个人。
The circumcision was merely a sign that this is a person who has already been saved.
他是一个属神的人。
This is a person who belongs to God.
所以以后神的百姓跟那些外邦人有什么差别？是根据什么呢？
So what makes the God's people different from all the other people around them at that time?
根据他们身上是不是有受割礼这个记号？
It is whether they had this mark of circumcision.
所以以后圣经里面提到一些未受割礼的外邦人，他们是不是属神的。
So that's why in the Bible, when it refers to the uncircumcised, it's usually referring to Gentiles.
所以那个割礼不是叫以色列百姓被神称义得救。
So the circumcision is not what leads to being regarded as righteous.
那割礼呢，是在他们身上做一个记号。
This circumcision is just to be a mark.
人看见他们身上有这个记号，就知道他们是被神称义的人。
Because this will show other people that this is a person who has been regarded as righteous.
保罗告诉我们说，他们所因着信被神称义，他们也得着那神所应许给的那个福，就是圣灵。
And they have also received the promise of the seed, which is this Holy Spirit.
所以亚伯兰的经历，也是我们今天新约教会神儿女的一个称义的经历。
So Abraham's experience is also the experience of the church today for brothers and sisters.
所以以弗所书第一章第十三节那里就很清楚告诉我们说。
So Ephesians 1 verse 13 tells us very clearly.
他说我们听见真理的道就是那叫你们得救的福音。
It says, in him you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation.
也信了基督，既信他就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
Having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise.
所以当我们听见福音，相信福音的真理，我们相信的，我们相信主耶稣基督，我们就得到圣灵在我们身上做一个印记。
So when we believe in the gospel, when we put our faith in Christ, then we also receive this Holy Spirit of promise.
神在我们身上打上一个记号。
Because we have been marked by the Holy Spirit.
证明我们是一个因信称义的人，一个得救的人。
To show that we are those who have been now regarded as righteous.
所以感谢神，每一个相信耶稣基督的人，我们什么事情都不需要做，我们用个简单信心，相信神的话，相信神的应许，我们就得救，我们就称义了。
So we do not need to do anything. We just need to have faith in God. We have faith in His promise, and we can be saved.
所以我们看见这是一个非常简单的一个真理。
So we see that this is a very simple truth.
但是却是我们开始走属灵道路的一个起点，一个非常重要的一个基础。
And this is the starting point, the foundation of our spiritual walk.
所以若是我们在基本的真理、重要真理上，若是没有好好打下很好根基的话，以后我们属灵道路就不容易走得好。
And so if we do not have this truth as our foundation, then we cannot walk a good spiritual walk.
当然，这个根基就是指的主耶稣基督和他的救赎说的。
And this foundation is Christ and His salvation work. And our entire faith is built on this foundation. And so, no matter where you are in your spiritual walk, you are built on this
foundation.
For if our faith is not built on this foundation, then we will be influenced by the environment. We will rely on ourselves to solve our various issues. And we will walk a walk that is going astray.
所以前面, 林长弟兄告诉我们说, 人一切问题的答案乃是基督。
And so someone has said that the answer to all things is Christ.
所以我们若是借信心更多认识基督和他所成就救赎工作的话, 自然而然在这里根基就有一个非常好的一个基础。
So if we have faith in Christ and in His Word, then this is a good foundation.
那既然人,我说亚伯安,或是说蒙恩的人,他是因着信,因着相信神应许而得救。
And so from Abraham's experience, we see that because he believed in a promise, he was saved.
那神为什么还需要颁布律法给以色列百姓呢?
Then why is the law provided later on?
所以从15节到29节,保罗就继续来讲为什么神需要把律法赐给人。
And so from verses 15 to 29, it speaks of what God intended with the law.
既然人不是靠律法被神称义,那神为什么还赐下律法?
If man does not become righteous through the law, then what is the purpose of the law?
到底律法它的功用,它的目的是为了什么呢?
What is the intent of the law?
保罗就在这里非常清楚地解释这件事情。
And Paul here very clearly explains the purpose.
他讲到说,这个应许就像人,神在那边立,像和的,跟一般人一样,在那边立一个约。
And so he speaks of comparing this to a man's covenant.
神的应许用立约的方式在那边设立下来。
Because the promise is made via like this covenant.
所以当一个人把约立好以后呢,就不能废弃掉,也不能增加什么,不能减少什么。
And when a covenant has been made, no one sets it aside or adds conditions to it.
这是立约的一个目的。
This is the purpose of the covenant.
所以神起初应许亚伯说，他的子孙要像将来他的子孙要像天上星，那样众多的时候。
And so when he told Abraham that his descendants shall be as great as the number of the stars in heaven,
亚伯兰信了，神就称他为义。
Abraham believed and it was counted to him as righteousness.
这就是因信称义。
This is justification by faith.
所以神这样应许是不能被废弃掉的。
And so what God has established, no one can do away with.
也不能加增什么，也不能减少什么。
You can't add to it or take away from it.
但是底下他又继续说，所应许也是向亚伯兰和他子孙说的。
And then now it says, now the promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed.
这一句话就是刚刚我们在创世纪22章那里所读的。
And this speaks of what we read in Genesis chapter 22.
神在那里进一步的应许亚伯兰说,
because there God made this promise to Abraham.
因为亚伯兰在那里把他独生的儿子以撒献给神。
Because Abraham was willing to offer up Isaac.
神就对他说，对他应许说,
and so God promised him saying,
他说，论父我必赐大福给你，论子孙我必叫你子孙多起来。
Indeed, I will greatly bless you, and I will greatly multiply your seed.
如天上星海边的沙,
as the stars of the heavens, and as the sand which is on the seashore.
在这里提到这个必叫你子孙多起来，这个英文里面是多数的子孙。
And so when it talks about the seed, it's without the S.
当然神迹说,你的子孙必得到仇敌的城门。
And your seed shall possess the gate of their enemies.
地上万国必因你的子孙得福。
In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed.
在这里提到这个子孙是个单数的。
Here the seed again is without the S.
因为你听从了我的话。
Because you have obeyed my voice.
保罗在这里得到一个启示，他看见原来神当初对亚伯兰的应许那些话的意义是什么。
And so Paul here received this understanding of what this promise that God made to Abraham.
神将来应许亚伯安和他子孙说, 神并不是说众子孙, 是指的许多人来, 是指的那一个子孙, 那个子孙就是基督。
Paul received this understanding that he does not say, and to seed that's referring to many, but rather to one, and to your seed, that is Christ.
那一个子孙要得到仇敌的城门,
that seed shall possess the gate of their enemies.
那个子孙是叫将来万国因这个子孙而得福。
And this seed is through in this seed that all the nations of the earth shall be blessed.
保罗说那个子孙就是基督。
And Paul says that that seed is Christ.
所以这个子孙来的以后呢, 圣经告诉我们说, 他是主耶稣基督, 他是借死, 败坏长死权的魔鬼。
And so later we read in Hebrews that Christ rendered powerless him who had the power of death, that is the devil.
他死后三天从死里复活，他胜过死亡就全死。
And when he died after 3 days, he rose again from dead, conquering death.
阴间权柄不能胜过他。
And because the gates of Hades shall not prevail over him.
他得到仇敌的城门。
Because he has possessed the gate of the enemy.
城门受到一个权柄。
Because this gate represents this power and authority. And so this seed refers to Christ because Christ has overcome death.
以后万国的人都是因着这个子孙成为神，成为亚伯兰子孙。
And it is in this seed that all the nations of the earth shall be blessed.
也就是借着这个基督这个子 唯一的这个子孙呢，成就救赎工作，带出了许多亚伯兰众子孙。
And so it is through the work, the accomplishments of the singular seed that is Christ, that all the other seeds will be blessed.
所以今天我们因着信的缘故，我们不仅成为亚伯兰子孙，成为他众子孙当中一个子孙。
And so because today we have put our faith in Christ, we too are of Abraham's descendants.
这一切都是因着相信主耶稣基督所带来的果效。
This is the fruit of this faith in Christ.
因着耶稣基督成就救赎的工作，我们成为他的子孙，成为他的后裔。
And so through the salvation work of Christ, we become this descendants. We become.
这是当初神应许亚伯兰和他子孙所带来一个结果。
The heirs. This is the promise that God made to Abraham.
那底下保罗说，一先所立的这个约，不能被将来那430年以后那个律法所毁掉。
He later says, the law which came 430 years later does not invalidate a covenant previously ratified by God. We know that the Israelites were in Egypt for 430 years. And after 430 years, God led them out of Egypt. And on Sinai, God gave the people the law.
再告诉我们说，这个律法是借天使金中保之所设立的，就是借摩西所带出所设立的一个律法。And
this law, it says, what having been ordained through angels by the agency of a mediator.
当神借摩西把律法颁布给以色列百姓的时候，他们听见神的吩咐，听见神的诫命的时候，他们在回应说。
And when Moses recounted to the people all the words of the Lord and all the ordinance, the people responded with,
他们说,
they answered with one voice saying, all the words which the Lord has spoken, we will do.
好像他们非常有信心,非常有把握了,神你吩咐什么,一切话,我们都必定遵守。
So it seems they had this faith and this firm grasp that whatever the Lord says, they will do.
但是很快他们在西乃山底下拜起金牛主来了。
But then we see that at the base of the mountain, they constructed this golden calf as an idol.
他们马上在换了律法头条诫命，不可为自己造许多形象偶像来拜。
They forgot the commandment where it says, "You shall not make for yourself an idol."
所以很显然，人是没办法靠律法被神称义的。
So we see it is very evident that man cannot rely on a law to be righteous.
所以虽然以后神把律法赐下来。
So even though God gave the law later on, this law does not invalidate this covenant, this promise that God previously made.
也不能用这个律法来替代神给亚伯兰应许。
This law cannot replace or nullify the promise that God had made.
既然不能靠律法被神称义，那神为什么还要赐下律法呢？
So then if we cannot be righteous through the law, what is the purpose of the law?
他功用他目的是为了什么呢?
Paul very clearly tells us here, what is the purpose, what is the intent?
他说律法为什么有的呢?原是为过犯天上的。
He says, why the law then? It was added because of transgressions.
律法赐下来是为人过犯天上的。
The law was added because of transgressions.
那就是说律法赐下来是为了显明人的罪。
Or in other words, it was given to show the transgressions of men.
所以我们看见以后以色列百姓的历史当中一再来犯律法，犯神所命定的、所吩咐的话。
And so we see throughout the history of the Israelites that they broke the law numerous times.
一再借律法显明他们的许多罪。
And this law revealed the depths of their sin.
因为若是没有律法，人就不知道他犯了罪。
Because without the law, man cannot come to know that he has sinned.
这是律法的一个功用。
This is the purpose of the law.
要显明人的罪。
To show man's sin.
就像今天我们开车。
Just like today, when we drive our cars.
若是我们开车，开超过65迈。
If we exceed 65 miles per hour.
若是没有法律规定告诉我们说，开车超过65迈是违法，是要被罚款的。
If the law does not tell us explicitly that 65 miles per hour is the speed limit, that you'll receive a ticket when you exceed it.
我们开车超过65迈，我们不知道这是个罪，是个犯法的事情。
Then when we exceed 65 miles per hour, we don't know that we are breaking the law.
现在法律上面很清楚的规定说，时速不能超过65迈。
And the law is very clear, saying that we cannot exceed 65 miles per hour.
当人开车超过65迈的时候，我就知道哦，原来犯罪了，犯法了。
And so when we exceed that speed limit, then we know that we are breaking the law.
这是律法的功用。
This is the intent of the law.
显明人的罪。
To reveal man's sin.
所以保罗在罗马书第七章也这样说，他说若是没有律法，说不可贪心。
And in Romans 7, Paul says that if the law had not said, you shall not covet.
我就不知道什么是贪心。
Then I would not have known about coveting.
若是律法没有这么说，不可杀人。
If the law says you shall not murder,
我就不知道杀人原来是一个犯法的事情。
Then I would not know that murdering is bad.
所以很显然，律法的功用不是要这样遵守。律法不过是为罪犯过犯天上显明人的罪，让你知道我是一个罪人。
And so we see here that the purpose of the law is to reveal man's sin, to let man know that he is a sinner.
让我知道我是不能够完全遵从神的话。
It was added because of transgressions, because man cannot uphold God's word.
所以人若是在那边想要靠律法被神称义的时候。
And so if man were to rely on the law to be counted as righteous,
我们在那里就被定罪了。
Then there we would be condemned.
所以保罗在前面告诉我们说，凡以行律法为本都是被咒诅的。
So Paul says that anyone who follows the different gospels to be accursed.
因为没有一个人能够常常照律法书所记一切事情这边行。
Because no one is unable to live this perfect life.
也许我今天好像光景好一点，我守住神的吩咐。
And maybe today our condition seems better. We can uphold what God has commanded.
等到下个，也许过文中以后，我又得犯了神所说不应该做的事情。
But then later on, I do something that God had commanded not to do.
所以人不可能一直活在这样的光景，一直能够照着神的话去行，照律法所说去行。
So man cannot live in such a way perfectly according to the law.
因为律法是神对人公义的要求。
Because this law reflects this perfect standard God has for man. So no one can be counted as righteous by God through the law. And so this law was given so that we would be shut up everyone under sin. Because we are put under this law. To reveal the sin in us.
为的是等候那蒙应许的子孙来到。
So that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to
those who believe. 这蒙应许的子孙就是基督。
And this seed refers to Jesus Christ.
所以当主耶稣基督还没有来到地上的时候，人就暂时在律法底下被看守住。
So before we have faith in Christ, when we are under the law, we are put in shut and
sin. 在律法底下看守，就是我们就是完全被关在这个罪恶里面。
We are in custody under the law. We are in this sin.
没有一个人能够靠行律法遵循神的话被神称义。
No one can be counted as righteous when they are under the sin.
所以保罗说，因这个信因信得救这个理还没有来之前呢，我们是看守在律法以下。
And so before faith came, we were kept in custody under the law.
要直牵到那将来真道显的时候。
Being shut up to the faith which was later to be revealed.
就是直到那一天因信得救这个真理显明的时候，那律法就停住了。
That is when this truth of this justification by faith comes, we are.
所以律法是一个暂时性的，有时间限制的。
We are in custody under law. So we see here that under the law is a temporary thing. There's a limit.
当这位神所应许这个子孙还没有来到之前呢，人是在律法底下。
Because before the seed comes, we are under this law.
因为因信称义这个真理还没有显明出来。
Because this justification by faith has not yet been revealed.
所以当人处在这样的环境、这个情形底下的时候呢，律法另外一方面更积极的功用，乃是它像一个训门的师傅一样。
And so while we are under the law, we see that this law has become our tutor.
这个师傅、这个老师的告诉我们。
And what is this tutor telling us?
我们没有一个人能够凭行律法答应神的要求。
That no one can be counted as righteous through the law.
一个人若是想要凭律法被神称义，反而是在落在神的定罪审判底下。
If one were to think that they can become righteous through the law, he is actually condemning himself.
所以律法在那里就有一个正面的一个引导功能，他把我们引到基督那里。
And so we see the tutor is leading us to Christ.
那我们看见只有要来那个应许的子孙来的时候，你们相信他，接受他，你们就可以因信称义得救了。
Because only when a seed comes and we place our faith and trust in Him, then can we be justified by faith.
所以感谢神，现在因信得救这个理已经显明出来了。
So thank the Lord that this justification by faith has been revealed.
主耶稣基督已经来到地上了。Christ
has already come to this earth.
我们就不在师父底下了。And
we are no longer in custody.
这个师父，这个律法呢，它功用就停止了，就失去，就不再有它功用了。
And the law, the tutor, has no, the work is no longer applicable.
因为他显示的功用就是要把人带到基督的面前来，让你相信耶稣基督。
Because the law was the tutor to lead us to Christ.
是我们因信称义唯一的方法。
It was the only way we can come to realize justification by faith.
只有靠主耶稣基督，相信主耶稣基督，人在神面前最常得赦免，常被神称义。
Only by believing in Christ, by relying on Christ, can our sins be forgiven, we be saved.
所以感谢主，今天主耶稣基督已经来了。
So thank the Lord that He has already come.
不仅我们当时犹太教他们仍然在律法这个一个影响底下的也是一样。
And we see that the Jews at that time were also under this influence.
他们不需要再守律法，他们也守不住律法。
They were unable to uphold the law. They no longer needed to.
因为主耶稣已经来了。
Because Christ has already come.
他们只要相信主耶稣基督，他们就可以得到救恩，得到神的赦免。
And as long as they believe, they can receive forgiveness of sins and be saved.
他们就可以因信被神称义了。
Then they can be justified by faith.
所以他们已经不在这个师父的手下，他们已经不在这个律法底下。
So they are no longer bound to this tutor. They are no longer under the law.
所以既然不在这个律法底下，人就不需要去守摩西律法，受割礼才能够得救。
And because they are no longer under the law, they did not need to be circumcised according to the custom of Moses.
所以我们看见这个门。 蒙应许的子孙基督来以后，我们不仅因信被他称义。
So you see, these multiple seeds have been saved by grace.
我们因信基督耶稣，我们都是神儿子。
Because we believe in Christ, we are now children of God.
感谢神，我们一起相信主耶稣基督，我们得到神的生命，我们成为他儿子。
So thank the Lord that through faith in Christ Jesus, we are all sons of God.
儿子就讲到一个生命的关系。
Because son refers to this life aspect.
因为我们 那个约翰福音第一章十节那里告诉我们说，凡信他，凡接受主耶稣基督的，信他儿子的名的人，神赐给他们权柄，叫他们能够做神的儿女。
Because it says in the Gospel according to John, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his son.
所以当我们接受主耶稣基督成为我们生命的救主，成为我们救主的时候，我们就得到神的生命。
So when we believe in our Lord as our Savior, we receive the life of God.
所以不仅因信称义而已,
so it's not just justification by faith.
我们更是成为神的儿女, 成为神的儿子。
We we obtained this right to become children of God, sons of God.
我想有些版本有时候把它翻成那个 children.
Some versions translate this as children.
但是我觉得大比是翻的最好一点，因为根据后面所说的，应该是儿子更准确。
But I think the Darby translation translates this better because it should be sons.
因为儿子后面就讲到承受产业问题。
Because sons then pertain to the inheritance.
因为儿女不一定做儿女，因为儿女有的是儿子，有的是女儿。
Because children can speak of sons and daughters.
按照一般的情形来说，只有儿子才能承受父亲的产业。
And according to tradition, only sons can receive the inheritance.
只有儿子才能承受父亲的产业。
Only sons can receive the inheritance from the father.
我觉得大别圣经应该翻得更好，或者我们中文也是一样，神的儿子。
So I think Darby's translation is better, just similar to Chinese, we are sons of God.
主耶稣不仅是神的儿子。
Christ Jesus is the Son of God.
我们也是神的儿子。
We are sons of God.
所以圣经告诉我们说，他是长子，我们是众子。
So that's why he says that he is the firstborn, and we come after.
儿女是讲到一个接受生命的一个情形，与父亲有生命的关系。
The sons of God share this life with the Father.
儿子就讲到承受产业的一个人。
Children talk about sharing of life. Sons talk about sharing of inheritance.
这是第四章里面要解释，要告诉我们的。
This is what is being explained here.
所以感谢主，因着耶稣基督来了，我们相信接受他。
So we thank the Lord that because He has come, we have received Him and
accepted
Him.
我们因信称义了。
We have been justified by faith.
我们也成为神的儿子。
And now we are sons of God.
并且我们在受洗归入基督。
And we have been baptized into Christ.
我们在披戴基督了。
We have clothed ourselves with Christ.
披戴基督就是外面我们穿上基督。
That is to say, we put on Christ externally.
我们就在基督里面。
And we are in Christ.
感谢主，在基督里面，在圣经也是一个非常重要的一个真理。
So thank the Lord that in Christ is such an important concept.
因为神一切祝福都是在基督里面赐给了我们。
Because all the blessings given to us are in Christ.
从前圣经告诉我们说，我们都是在亚当里面的人。
Because we were all formerly all in Adam.
亚当里面的人都死了。
And those who were in Adam were all dead.
但是在基督里面的人有一天都要复活。
But in Christ, we will all be raised up.
因为我们得到基督的生命，得到神的生命。
Because we have the life of Christ, the life of God.
所以，因此我们受洗归入基督，我们在基督里面，我们披戴基督。
So because we've been baptized into Christ, we now clothe ourselves to Christ.
所以在基督里面，在这里就不分犹太人、希腊人、世俗、为奴、后男、后女。
And in Christ, there is neither Jew nor Greek, nor slave nor free man, nor male or female.
在基督耶稣里面都成为一了。
For we are all one in Christ Jesus.
所以每一个相信神的儿女，不管你是怎样的宗族、你民族哪一个背景文化，只要在相信耶稣基督，都在基督里面就合而为一了。
So for all who believe, no matter what nationality or race you're from or what gender, if you believe, you're all one in Christ Jesus.
只有在基督里面才能真正有合一。
Because only in Christ can you be one.
今天为什么地上没有合一呢？
Why is there no oneness in the world today?
因为地上许多种族、许多文化不同，教人与人之间有许多间隔。
Because there's so many different races and cultures, these create barriers amongst human society.
在我们的身上有许多不同的东西。
And whatever differences there may be between man,
也是造成人之间许多的不和睦。
It causes this disharmony amongst mankind.
感谢主，只有在基督里面才真正的合一，真正和睦。
But we thank the Lord that in Christ we can achieve this true oneness, this true harmony.
什么时候我们不在基督里面？
Whenever we are not in Christ.
若是我们只仍然活在我们的自己的背景文化里面，甚至种族的一个不同里面，不可能有合一的。
If we live according to our background, according to our race or nationality or culture, then there cannot be this oneness.
所以今天在神的家。
Today in the house of God,
我们若是能够真是在这个合一里面，
if we can be in this oneness,
我们尽量少期待自己的背景文化、自己的喜好这些东西。
We speak less of where we come from or our hobbies or our interests.
当然不是说完全蹦极，我们说，我是从北方来，我是南方来，我是哪一省哪一市的人。
That's not to say we can't speak of such things. For example, that I'm from the north or I'm from the south.
我是广东人，我是福州人。
Or I'm from Guangdong or Fuzhou.
然后就用广东话、福州话聊起天来了。
And then you start speaking in those dialects.
在旁边的人呢，你在讲什么？
And then those nearby cannot understand.
无形当中，你看，那就有个间隔了，是不是
？See, without even knowing, a division is created.
若是我们把这些东西、外面东西，我们都要放下来。
But if we put down all these external things, and we don't bring them to church, then there can be true oneness. And so even when it comes to your job, no matter if you're a boss or if you're an entry-level employee or a staff worker, these things don't matter at all in Christ.
在神的家里面, 神是看我们这个人的属灵光景是怎么样, 不是看我们在地上是做哪一行业的。
Because in the house of God, God cares about our spiritual condition, not in our occupation on earth.
社会上地位高点, 好像你来在教当中, 人特别对你有尊重。
Because you may be of a high standing in society, and when you come to church, people seem to treat you with respect.
所做工作是一个非常人看为是一个很低的一个工作, 人就看不起你。
And if you have a job that doesn't seem to be popular, then people can't seem to look at you with favor.
这是教会不该有的光气。
This is the type of scenarios that should not exist in church.
今天地上的教会,
and if I look at the church today,
普遍情形, 普遍的情形,
oh, the condition throughout.
好像若是一个人在社会上, 他地位高一点, 好像在教会里面都受尊重。
If someone has a high standing in society, they seem to receive more respect at church.
好像他们, 外面做一些事情比较才干, 教会就选他当长老执事。
If they are talented outside of church, then church people put them in leadership positions.
因为他好像才干比一般人比较好。
Because it seems that they're more talented than the average person.
但是在一个正常情形里面, 有时候教会里面有些在社会上打工的, 他也可以当长老执事, 你知道吗?
But within the church, even those with menial jobs can take up leadership.
这是教会该有的光景。
This should be the condition of the church.
对不起，我在提我母亲的事情。
And apologies, I'll speak of my mother.
我妈妈是一个文盲, 没有读过书。
My mother is illiterate. She did not receive an education.
一个字一个中文字都不认得。
She can't recognize a Chinese character.
也听不懂,
and she cannot understand Mandarin.
但是我妈信仰是非常不错的。
But my mother's faith was strong.
所以曾经教会牧师找她说要请她当教会长老还是执事。
And so one day a pastor at church approached her and asked her to take up a leadership position.
这一个妇人什么都不懂。 也不懂他怎么当教会长老执事呢?
And so this woman who had received no education, how could she be a leader in the church?
我妈跟她讲说,不用了,她用台就说,我们什么都不懂,我没有读过书。
And so she responded in the dialect that she spoke that, it's okay, I did not receive any education.
这样就好了啦。
I can remain as is.
所以你看看,这是教会该有的光景。
So we see this is the condition that ought to exist in a church.
不会因着这个姊妹什么都不懂, 一个字都不认得, 就好像她在教会里就不能, 好像当一个比较好像人看比较一个有分量服侍。
We do not disqualify anyone because of how they might be in the world, how they might be, what education they received.
所以我们看见, 我们相信主耶稣基督, 我们在基督里面了。
So we see that we are in Christ.
在基督里面就没有这些身外, 这肉身上这个差别。
In Christ, there's no difference of the flesh.
我们在神面前都是做儿子的, 都是做儿女的。
Because in Christ, we are all sons of God. We are all children.
可能我们的功用不同。
Even though our function may be different.
但是我们在神面前地位是一样的。
But positionally, we are all the same.
没有差别的。
There's no difference.
因着在基督里面。
Because we are all one in Christ Jesus.
感谢主, 我们在基督里面的人。
Thank the Lord that we are all one in Christ. Only then can this true testimony be shown. And because we are in Christ, we belong to Christ. And because we belong to Christ, then we are Abraham's descendants. Heirs according to promise. Here it says Abraham's descendants.
这个后裔呢,
Descendants in the Darby version is a singular word.
因为底下说,
because it says heirs according to promise.
所以不仅是神的儿女,
so not only are we children, we are more so sons of God, heirs according to promise.
因为神所应许那个要来子孙基督, 他是亚伯拉罕的儿子。
Because the seed Christ was the descendant of Abraham.
他是亚伯拉罕唯一的子孙。
And he is the seed of Abraham.
当然在旧约我们知道那个是指的以撒来说的。
And we know in Old Testament, that often refers to Isaac.
就着肉身来说，亚伯拉罕有两个儿子。
So according to the flesh, Abraham has two sons.
一个是以实玛利，一个是以撒。
One was Isaac, one was Ishmael.
但是当神讲到对亚伯拉罕应许的时候，不是指的他有许多儿子来给他许多儿子的应许。
But when it comes to the promise, it was not made to multiple sons.
只有给他那儿子，唯一的儿子就是以撒的应许。
But it was only to the one son, Isaac, to carry the
promise. 因为这是关系到承受产业的问题。
Because this pertains to the inheritance.
所以我们感谢神，神应许是非常宝贵、非常坚定的。
So we see that God's promise is very precious and firm.
所以我在想到说，为什么起初神应许亚伯拉说应许他有个儿子
？So why did a God promise Abraham a son?
应许他有许多众子孙
，promise many seeds.
因为是关系将来要承受产业的问题。
Because it pertained to the matter of the inheritance.
所以今天蒙恩得救了。
So today, we've been saved by grace.
不仅因信称义了,
not only have we been justified by faith,
我们也被称为是神的儿子,
we have been regarded as sons of God.
我们要承受产业,
we will receive the inheritance.
这个产业不是地上那看得见物质的那个迦南地,
and this inheritance is not some earthly material thing, not the land of Canaan.
那个产业乃是主耶稣基督是我们的产业,
but rather that Christ is our inheritance.
感谢神大卫这样说：“耶和华是我的产业。”
Thank the Lord that even David said that the Lord is my inheritance.
就是字面来说，大卫讲这句话是不准确的。
So literally, it may seem that it's incorrect.
因为神在那里说：“那个利未人才是耶和华是利未人的产业。”
Because there says that the Lord is the inheritance of the Levites.
犹大是那个大卫是犹大支派的人，他怎么可以说耶和华是他产业呢？
So David was of the tribe of Judah. So how could David say that the Lord is his inheritance?
在旧约底下，这句话是不通的，不是不对的。
According to the Old Testament, this is an incorrect statement.
但是大卫虽然他在律法底下，但是他已经看见原来耶和华是他的产业。
But even though David was under the law, he knew that Christ was his inheritance.
不仅是耶和华是利未人的产业，耶和华是所有神以色列百姓十二个支派每一个人的产业。
That Christ wasn't just for the Levites; he was for all the 12 tribes.
这个到新约我们就清楚了。
And when it comes to the New Testament, this becomes clear.
耶稣基督是我们的产业。
Christ is our inheritance.
产业是什么呢
？What is the inheritance?
产业就是叫我们能够靠着他过个丰富的生活。
That in him we can live a life of fullness.
所以我们不仅有基督做我们生命
，So Christ is our life。
我们要把基督当做我们产业来享受它。
But we also need to enjoy Christ as our inheritance。
因为神一切丰富都在基督里面了。
Because all of God's fullness is in Christ。
这是神拯救我们的目的。
This is the purpose of why God saves us。
神拯救我们不仅叫我们罪得赦免，叫我们因信称义不在神的定罪底下。
Not just for our sins to be forgiven, not to be justified by faith。
神乃是叫我们因着得到他自己的生命做我们生命。
But to obtain His life as our life。
神乃是叫我们得到基督做我们生命，更是成为我们的产业。
So that Christ may be our life, Christ may be our inheritance.
感谢主，今天若是我们在基督里面
，Thank the Lord that if we are in Christ today,
我们就可以常常在那享受基督所带给我们一切丰盛的恩典。
We can enjoy all these abundant blessings that come from Christ.
因为神本性一切丰富都在基督里面。
Because the abundance of God is in Christ.
我们在基督里面得到一切神一切的丰富。
And in Christ we receive all these spiritual blessings.
所以我们看见今天地上基督为什么在那不能够好好享受这个产业带给我们好处呢
？So why is it that there are Christians who cannot enjoy this inheritance？
因为我们不在基督里面。
Because we are not sometimes.
我们要享受基督成为丰富，我们必须常常住在基督里面。
Because if we are to enjoy the inheritance, we need to be in Christ.
所以我们看见许多前面那些连长弟兄姊妹，他们过一个属灵非常丰富的生活。
So we see the previous elder brothers and sisters live a strong spiritual life.
也许他外面物质的生活不如我们。
Maybe their outward external material living cannot
compare to ours. 甚至可能他们在很多物质的缺乏里面。
Maybe they seem to be lacking in a lot of earthly things.
但他们却能够过一个非常丰富 一个非常充满满足喜乐盼望的生活。
But they are able to live a life full of abundance, full of joy and peace and rest.
因为这不是外面物质的产业能够叫他们有这种光景的。
Because this is not something that an external earthly thing can cause them to have.
外面物质的产业、物质的东西，那不过是暂时的。
Earthly material things are temporary.
今天可能可让你享受满足。
Today they may bring you temporary satisfaction.
可明天就完全是成为了重担压力啊。
And tomorrow, the same thing could be a great burden.
以前老一辈人说多子多孙是一个福。
We used to hear that having lots of children is a blessing.
现在有谁敢讲真话？
Now who would dare say such a thing?
现在恐怕都成为重担压力了。
And now they have become our burden.
那后悔说，早知道不要生那么多。
And you think there's you regretted giving birth to so many.
那感谢主，儿女都是神所赐的产业是没有错。
But thank the Lord that that these children are our descendants.
我们是宝贝，神所赐给我们每一位，不管是三个、五个、一个也是一样。
And we love them just the same, no matter it's one, three, or five.
但是我们更知道。主耶稣基督才是我们产业。
But we know that Christ is our inheritance.
才是我们真正享受和满足。
Christ is our true satisfaction.
感谢主，这是神的应许。
Thank the Lord that this is the promise.
神所应许给亚伯兰和他子孙，我们今天在基督里面就得着了。
This is the promise given to Abraham. Today we are Abraham's
descendants. 不是我们做什么事情。
It's not because of what we've done.
不过是一个简单的信心，我们就得到这一切丰富。
But we obtain this with a simple faith.
所以保罗用这段话来解释，一直让我们看见，我们都是一直站在这恩典地位上来接受的。
So Paul tells us this to show that we indeed stand on this position of grace.
我们都是凭应许，不是凭律法。
We rely on the promise, not on the law.
感谢主，一切都是凭信心。
Thank the Lord that all this is by faith.
这是基督的福音。
This is the gospel of Christ.
这是福音，基督福音的根基。
This is.The foundation of the gospel.
今天若是我们在这个根基上能够站得稳、站得好
，if we are able to stand firm on this foundation,
我们地上属灵生活就会很大不同。
Then our spiritual growth and spiritual life will see a big difference.
不仅从信心入门
，not only entering through the gates of faith.
不仅刚刚信主的时候需要这个信心
，not just having this initial faith.
你若上属灵道路上，在地上生活仍然是这个信心。
When we grow in the spiritual walk, this is the same faith.
只有借这个信心才能进到基督丰富里面。
Because only with such a faith can we enter into the
abundance of Christ. 只有在信心里面才能享受在基督里面所赐给我们一切的福分。
Only then can we enjoy all these blessings given to us in Christ.
感谢主，我们今天因信称义了，我们因信在基督里面了。
Thank the Lord. Today we are justified by faith. Today we are in Christ.
我们因信能够成为神的儿子了。
That by faith we have become sons of God.
我们今天在基督里面也要披戴基督，彰显基督。
And today we clothe ourselves with Christ and we show forth Christ.
基督就成为我们的公义的袍子。
Christ has become our righteous robe.
我们在地上显明神基督是公义的。
And we show to others that righteousness is in Christ.
这一件荣美的衣服，主耶稣基督。
This beautiful garment, Christ.
把主耶稣基督把它彰显出来。
To show forth Christ.
这是神拯救我们的目的。
This is why God saved us.
这一切都是从信心入门了。
This is all opened up by faith.
这一条路也是在信心里面一直在经过。
And this is to be experienced in faith.
所以保罗在罗马书第一章告诉我们，因信以至于因信以至于什么？本于信以至于信。
For the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith.
我们在地上是凭信心，不是凭眼见。
So we walk by faith, not by sight.
所以我们需要起初简单这个信心。
So we need to have this faith from the onset.
我们当初是怎样因着这个简单信心接受主耶稣基督
？How we accepted this with a simple faith at the beginning.
以后在属灵道路上仍然需要这个简单信心，依靠他，相信他。
We have the same simple faith in our future spiritual walk.
这是神的应许。
This is the promise of God.
神应许是不能废掉的。
And this promise of God cannot be nullified.
神所立的约是永远不改变的。
And the covenant that God established cannot be changed.
感谢主，这一切都是他所赏赐的。
Thank the Lord that this is all that He has established.
我们都在这恩典里面来过我们地上的生活。
And we live our lives on earth under this promise.
我在说，虽然一个简单基本的一个真理，但是却是一个非常重要的真理。
And I say again, this may be a simple truth, but it is. Such an important truth.
因为这关系到 根基的问题。
Because this pertains to the foundation.
我们需要好好站立在这稳固磐石的根基上。
We need to stand firm on this foundation.
基督是那唯一的磐石，唯一的根基。
Because Christ is the foundation. He is the rock.
求主恩待我们。
So may the Lord graciously lead us.
这些话在我们生活里面，在我们经历里面，在我们生活里面的更多的经历，在主耶稣基督实在是我们的至宝。
That in our walk, that we may truly show forth this testimony that Christ is our
rock.
He is our all.
讲到这里，请弟兄带我们做结束祷告。
So this will conclude my sharing. May our brother conclude us with a word of prayer.